I was really giddy. Like, so much so that I was practically bouncing my way through my day. Tonight, I would be going out on a date with Croft, and I literally could not contain my excitement. "What's that look on your face, girl?" Raleigh, my good friend and a fellow teacher, asked. I looked over at her. Not even the kids that I'd just had to deal with could ruin my high. "I have a date," I paused. "With your brother." Raleigh made a disgusted face. "Gross." I rolled my eyes and picked up the stack of tests that I would need to take home and grade tonight. "I'm excited," I said, and looked at her. "This isn't going to make things weird between us, is it?" She snorted. "No, not unless you decide to kick him to the curb because of who his sister is," I scoffed. "I like you more than him. If he made me choose between the two of you, you'd win, hands down." Raleigh fist-pumped the air. "Score!" We laughed as we walked out to the parking lot together. "Are you going to the gym tonight?" She was already shaking her head. "No, tonight Ezra and I have a date for the first time since two-a-days started. We are going out to eat and grabbing some drinks one final time before practice and school officially starts. That means that I have to go get my toes done and my lady parts waxed before I go." I wished I could go do that, but I had to teach a class tonight before my date with Croft. "That sounds heavenly," I admitted. "What sounds even better is the idea of getting my toes done and having a pampering day. I don't think my toes have seen my favorite nail salon in months." "You should go with Cameron and me sometime," she urged. "We're always down for pedicures." After making plans to meet the next time that she needed them done, we went our separate ways. My drive to the gym was short. Gun Barrel, Texas, wasn't a huge town, but on one side was the school and the opposite side was the gym that I co-owned with my brother Flint. Flint, who was going on his own date tonight, and had begged and pleaded for me to cover the class so he could take his girl out. I'd agreed before I'd agreed to the date with Croft, so I was not reneging on the deal.
"What the f—" Flint growled, as he stood there watching the empty room his sister had once occupied. "My sentiments exactly," I grumbled. Flint looked at me, as if I was the one to cause her outburst. "You know, she used to be sweet," he paused, "until you fucked up." He pointed his finger at me accusingly. "I did nothing wrong. One day we were supposed to go out on a date, and the next she's looking at me like I'm the Antichrist, and I'd eaten her last cookie." Flint shook his head. "I don't know what you did, but you need to fix it. I miss my sister." I did too. I wasn't sure what the hell that I'd done to cause her to be so angry with me, but he was right. I needed to figure it out. I'd just finished a big case that I'd been working on with Karen, a woman that worked with us that was looking to make it a little more official, and it was time that I focused on what I'd screwed up, i.e., my relationship with Carmichael. "What are you doing here anyway?" Flint asked as he flipped the lights off to the large room that we'd literally walked into and broken up the fight of all fights. "I'm here because I'm making my yearly donation to the baseball team," I answered. "The Heart Guard shirts." Flint was nodding at me with understanding. My brother, Gavin, had actually died on the baseball field just a few short yards away. When he was playing baseball, he'd gotten hit in the chest with the ball by a fly pitch. The pitch had hit his chest at just the right time to stop his heart, and he'd died there on the field while he waited for the paramedics to arrive. Ever since, I donated Heart Guard shirts to every single baseball player on the team of Gun Barrel Senior and Junior High, in addition to other teams in the area. That had just so happened to be why I'd shown up here today, and had caught up with Flint as he was heading inside. Only, he'd gotten a call from a couple of teachers that had said there was a fight that had broken out in the theater department, which had then spurred both of us to get there as fast as we could.